Good morning, everybody. My name is Julia Vendra from Pollution Analytical Equipment, and I will be your host. Today, in the fifth episode of our podcast, we have a special guest. We will be talking with Jason McShan, Digital Marketing Specialist at Clean Air Engineering, our new official distributor for Polaris FID in the United States.
Thank you, Julia, and good morning, everyone.
Thank you for being here today. We recently signed a new distribution agreement, and now Clean Air is the official distributor for Polaris FID in all the American territory. We are extremely excited about this new opportunity, and we are sure that you'll be the perfect partner in this business. Could you tell us something about Clean Air and the market you're serving?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So Clean Air Engineering is an air monitoring company that specializes in measurement, and we rent, sell, and service instruments from three technical centers here in the United States and seven locations worldwide. You mentioned renting equipment, and what I can tell you about that is we believe that the cost of ownership is higher than renting, and you have issues like they're expensive to maintain. And so we believe that the renting of equipment has several advantages. Clean Air offers a level of expertise that an organization might not have regarding these measurement tools. And these are great devices to use for short-term projects. By renting, we're able to help organizations keep their costs lower.
You know, there's actually quite a huge difference between, you know, renting equipment in the US and in Europe. In Europe, it's not really a thing that we do that much. What do you think is the reason behind this? What's your opinion? Is it related to the cost of ownership, maybe?
Well, I think at the end of the day, companies here in the US are really looking at the bottom line. Many times they are trying to meet the regulatory standards that are set for them by governmental agencies, and we are able to help them keep those costs down by getting the data that's required of them by the agencies.
Thank you, Jason, for this insight into, you know, the US reality. And we are extremely proud to have now Clean Air as part of our global sales network. Generally speaking, the, you know, American territory is huge, and with an enormous amount of industrial plants that need to be monitored. So your experience, your knowledge, your know-how, and capillary presence will be critical for success.
I think you're right. I love what Clean Air is doing and how we're positioned here in the market. Our company does provide equipment for multiple industries here in the United States. We really don't limit ourselves to a single industry. We in use cases for the Polaris FID, we do stack monitoring and rent equipment to companies that need stack monitoring equipment. Boilers have to be monitored as well, and stacks from every type of energy manufacturer, even schools with older boilers, they still need to monitor their systems. So these are all different companies or industries that require some level of measurement and monitoring. Clean Air offers full systems for SEMS monitoring and ambient, all the way down to industrial hygiene. And again, in the gas sector, there's leak detection, things like that.
In your experience, which one is the most challenging industry that you've experience with?
Sure. Well, I would really say that every industry has its own challenges, but in particular, when you look at stack testing, it's a really technical, highly demanding application for measurement. The biggest issues are really temperature, the gas constituents that are in your sample stream. There are issues like the moisture content, because with FIDs, your gas stream is not preconditioned, how much particulate is in there. And then, of course, the the measurement range of the instrument. You know, these are all critical issues that make stack testing particularly a challenging application. So we're happy to see that this Polaris FID is able to really perform well in some of these applications.
Yeah, and of course, we need to mention also the EPA method, right? The EPA method 25A.
In the United States, we have multiple layers of regulatory agencies that many companies have to comply with. So we have the federal level, and then every state actually has regulations of their own. They're allowed to set their own standards or follow federal level standards. And then below that, you have county and even city-wide regulations. Companies and organizations are expected to comply with multiple tiers of these regulations. Up at the very top, you have the EPA, and the Environmental Protection Agency sets federal standards for air quality and what manufacturers are allowed to release into the ambient air. Method 25A is a regulation that requires companies to maintain pollution levels below a certain limit for certain VOCs.
And I mean, we talked, you know, more in detail about EPA method 25A and generally speaking other European norms in a previous episode where we explain how the VOC legislation has changed in Europe and the US over, you know, the last few years. And fixed FID's analyzer installed in Iraq were, you know, the standard way to monitor emissions continuously. However, these devices have some limitation, and for some application, you know, a more versatile and portable analyzer is preferred. Talking about VOC legislation, VOC monitoring, you know, has become extremely important here in Europe. Is it the same over there in the US? What's your opinion on this?
Well, this is it's a global issue, right? I mean, we live in the same world. It's the same Earth. Eventually, the air from the United States makes its way over to Europe, and the air from China makes its way to the U.S. Air quality is clean air has a little slogan over here. It's not often used, but we say clean air. It's everybody's business.
It's actually quite nice, isn't it?
It is. It's a global issue. And to be honest, as regulations tighten up, they are tightening here in the United States. Mm-hmm. Big regulations are being pushed through right now for methane monitoring. That's a big area of new development here. We expect to see regulations for ethylene oxide as well. Those are the two big areas that we'll see probably regulated more stringently in the rest of this coming year. They'll be effective by probably midsummer next year.
Okay, I see. Talking about, you know, the stack emission and Polaris FID, you know, definitely one of the key features is the fact that it's portable and easy to carry around, right?
The Polaris FID is portable. It measures a wide range of VOCs. The connectivity is there, Bluetooth capable. It has built-in cartridges for calibration. These are all features that a good unit needs to have. And we're really excited to see this unit used in stack applications.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Polaris FID is extremely versatile and, you know, can be used in different application and purposes, not only the gas cylinders, but also the hydrogen cartridge, you know, the batteries, all the features that you were mentioning. They are all key features that are extremely appreciated by our customers. And also you mentioned the Bluetooth connectivity, right?
Yeah, you know, there really are very few instruments on the market right now that that fill the space that the Polaris fills.
Well, lovely to hear that. you can see how innovation, you know, can supply new solutions also in a very, you know, mature and established market, like, for instance, the VOC monitoring one. We are sure that, you know, American companies will appreciate this new addition to your product portfolio, and we are looking forward to receiving their feedback. And thank you so much, Jason, for your time, for being here today with us, and I wish you a good day.
Thank you, Julia, and thank you, everyone, for listening. I've really enjoyed my time here.
Oh, lovely to hear. I think that's it for today. You can follow up our initiatives on our website, which is pollution.it, and if you are interested in reading one of our latest news, you can find them on our website. Thank you for being with us today, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much.
This podcast is sponsored by podcastfarm.co, leader in business podcast productions.